Sister Spade here. Don't touch that dial. We're talking about Palestine again. So, in our last program, we have discussed the issue of the lack of humanity that is manifested by not knowing who's right, who's wrong, what is good and what is evil, and which party should we support. So then, maybe now we know. What next? So what is the role or the duty of every human being on this earth in the situation of Palestine? What next? What do we do? What is my role? What is, you know, anybody's role in Palestine? Well, let's come back to the role of a Muslim, because we know that the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is getting closer day by day, and he's going to choose his army. So what are we going to answer to him, since the final sign of the reappearance, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is Palestine? Then what is our role, and what do we do, and what are we going to answer him when he arrives? So we've seen all around the world there's rallies going on. There's people all over the social media posting this and posting that, forwarding this and forwarding that, watching this. Why? I mean, you know, those people in the occupied territories and in America, White House, they're not going to change their stand anyway, right? Well, it's irrelevant. Yes, we want a ceasefire, but that is a result that we're not responsible for, you know, what happens and which way it goes. What we are responsible for is, what did I do today for the innocent babies and children and women and houses and families and men that are lost, and the Lebanese that are day after day giving their men to the cause? What am I doing? One of the things is, whatever you can. If you have no time, if you only have a mobile, then just make noise. Inform yourself and speak out and forward and walk in the street with a flag if you like. Go to the demonstrations, because everything you do is just like any other deed. The more you do, the more closer you'll come to Allah and the living Imam, and the quicker you will play a part in hastening the reappearance of the event of the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. That's one thing. The other is the boycott. If we are still purchasing anything from the occupiers, like Coca-Cola, Nestle, Persil, and the list goes on, we're supporting them. There's no excuse here. There is no two ways, for or against, buy or not buy, be or not to be. Are you with or are you against? And if you are, then put your money where your mouth is and keep the money out of the bombs that are killing your brothers and sisters. And there are some people who say, okay, I'm doing that. Okay, is that the end? No, it's not the end. It's never the end. There is no end. Because as soon as you're doing it, if you're doing it silently, you have a duty. Tell other people. Speak out when you're in the shop and you see a Muslim, or anybody, actually, at this point in time, anybody who picks up a product off the shelves that is from the occupiers, remind them that they are responsible for killing the babies, the innocent children in Palestine, in Gaza. Because that product that they purchased, that they chose because it tastes better than the other brand, well, life or death, which one tastes better? So the result in Islam is never up to the individual. Up to the individual is only duty, responsibility, and doing more. So whatever you do, do more. Lajistate, Sister Spade.